as bright as only we celebrate as Christians, as believers in Christ, that this is the birthday of a King. He is our Savior, He is our Lord, and our Master. Mike's going to come and sing that song for you right now.
In the little village of Bethlehem, there lay a child one day. And the sky was bright with the holy light, for the place where Jesus lay. Hallelujah! Oh, how the angels sing, hallelujah, how it rang, and the sky was bright with the holy light. 'Twas the birthday of a King. 'Twas a humble birthplace, but oh, how much God gave to us that day. From the manger that what a path has led, what perfect holy way. Hallelujah, oh how the angels sang, hallelujah, how it rang. The sky was bright with the holy light. 'Twas the birthday
of a King. At number 16. Birthday of a King. Jesus was born with an earthly mother by the Heavenly Father. Jesus was born older than his mother and as old as his father. John chapter 3, verse 16 is a verse all of us know. We all know it very well. John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. There's three things that are impossible to do. One is to climb a wall that's leaning towards you. Second is kiss a girl that's leaning away from you. And third is preaching a short sermon, all right?
Amen.
Now, I've never tried climbing a wall that was leaning toward me. I have tried preaching a short sermon, and it lasted too long. As for kissing a girl leaning away, none yet. Amen, Cheryl. Love you.
Amen.
Christmas is a lot of things. Christmas carol. Christmas cards. Christmas cookies. It's fruitcakes and fudge. Candy canes and brownies. It's gift baskets and apple cider. It's hot cocoa and eggnog. Christmas is families getting together, catching up, showing pictures, hugging necks, introducing the new family member this year.
Christmas is the Salvation Army ringing the bells outside the stores, trying for one more contribution placed in a little red candle. Christmas is a lot of things. Christmas trees decorated with bright bulbs and lights. Christmas is Christmas stockings hanging from fireplace mantle. Christmas is presents wrapped, both large and small, with bows and ribbons. Christmas is turkey and dressing, pecan pie. It's shopping and laughing, celebrating and giving. It's watching our favorite Christmas movies. Charlie Brown Christmas, Frosty the Snowman, The Christmas Story. Christmas is Silent Night, Away in a Manger, Joy to the World. Christmas is a church play with wise men, shepherds, and angels. Christmas is gold and frankincense and myrrh. It's reindeers and sleighs, cookies with milk. It's nativity scenes and toys, school parties, and Advent. Christmas is the church Don Connor. It's McKenzie playing the clarinet. It's the pianist playing Carol the Bells. It's poinsettias. It's fruit sacks. It's taking pictures and sending cards. And it's jingle bells and mistletoe. Christmas is Dirty Santa and White Elephant. Left, right, center. Drawing names and gift cards. Christmas is shiny bicycles, crying baby dolls, walkie-talkies, and that first BB gun. The truth is, Christmas is all those things, but much, much, much more. It was Christmas Eve, many years ago in London, and a ragtag boy was seen walking the streets alone. It was bitter cold outside. The boy finally found an opening in a storefront building. He slumped down, decided he'd try to go to sleep. Hopefully when he woke up, Christmas would be over. All of a sudden, son, wake up. Wake up. A tall, distinguished man. Gray hair, top coat, and gloves. Son, it's almost Christmas. Do you have any place to go? Wouldn't you like to celebrate Christmas? He said, I have no place. The distinguished man said, son, just follow these instructions. Go one block, turn left, find this address, 316 Mulberry Lane. He said, go to the front door, ring the bell. He said, a man will answer and begin to ask you questions. He'll ask what your name is. He'll ask what you're doing. He'll ask where you're from. He'll ask what you need. Son, whatever he asks, you only can answer John 3:16. You got it? Whatever questions asked, you answer John 3:16. The boy follows the directions. He finds the address. 316 Mulberry Lane. He rings the doorbell. The man opens the door. May I help you? And the boy, who's been out in the cold and he's frightened to say the least, says, John 3:16. Son, who sent you here? John 3:16. Son, what exactly do you want? John 3:16. Well, son, what right do you have to be here? John 3:16. Would you like a warm bath? John 3:16. How about some clean clothes? John 3:16. Son, are you hungry? John 3:16. How about a soft, clean, warm bed? John 3:16. The old man reached to turn the light switch off as the boy was in the bed, taking his bath, been fed. Reaching over to turn the light switch off, the little boy couldn't take any longer. He blurts out, I'm sure thankful for John 3:16. I don't know all it is, but I do know. It makes a cold boy warm. I do know. It makes a hungry boy full. I do know. It makes a dirty boy clean. Sprouted Baptist, Christmas is a lot of things. But the true meaning of Christmas is found in the Gospel of John. For God, for God, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You're here today. You're lonely. John 3:16 comes. If you're hungry spiritually, John 3:16 is your verse. If you're lost, John 3:16 is your verse. The answer that you give, the young man told the boy, is John 3:16. And the answer we have today is John 3:16. Let's pray. Heads are bowed. Eyes are closed for just a moment. There's a lot in that verse. That God gave his Son. His Son came and gave his life. And because he gave his life, then we can have life more abundantly. That's what Christmas is all about. So from our church to you, Merry Christmas. But the greatest gift anybody can ever receive is the gift that's been given. It just has to be received. Have you received it? Have you accepted Christ? Do you know him as your personal Savior? Heavenly Father, we thank you for Christmas Eve. We thank you for this service. We thank you for all that has contributed this morning. We pray all we said and done this morning has honored you and pleased you, exalted you, and we've all been hidden behind the cross. We pray as we have a short invitation, Lord, for someone here that needs to make a decision, the greatest decision they could ever make. And Lord, today they will make that decision. And for that, we'll thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's all stand. The room is going to lead us. An invitation you can join in, that we can help you anyway. Don't be shy this morning. God loves you. Jesus died for you. We'll pray for you. We'll love on you. We'll help you. We'll answer any questions we can. Let's anybody? voice. Thank you so much for your attention this morning. God bless you. Merry Christmas. We hope it's a wonderful day today and even a better day tomorrow. Hey, if you have a poinsettia here that someone has, you put in honor or memory of someone, we had about 25 and they all went out last week, but if they're here and they're yours, you can pick that up and take that and enjoy it. There's Christmas cards for our church members in seats that we thought you sit in. So if you're here today, you might look like a normal seat you might have sit in, and take them and enjoy them. God bless you. Brother Ruben Miller.
I just want to say something. This is Christmas. It's a day of celebration. Christ, John 3:16.